Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to women. It's the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I'm thinking of the Tuesday program, and I'm your host, Sister Mara, and Auntie Khadija Ibrahim and myself will be taking you through a lovely program up to 11 a.m. this morning. Now, we've got lots to look forward to in today's program. We commence with a health, the remedy segment, and it's home remedies for urinary tract infection. Then we go on to unusual uses for your hair dryer. In the cooking segment, we've got tips and ideas on planning a menu for a garden tea. Now, there's lots of planning, lots of ideas that actually go in and preparing a, not only a garden tea, but if you have to have a tea party and just call some friends or neighbors or just family over. So let's just look forward to in today's program as well. Then a selection of recipes, ideas for a garden tea. We're sharing with you a bruschetta recipe, an iced tea recipe, a milk tart recipe. Then we've got mini cakes also. Then we're also sharing with you spicy chicken strips that can be either dipped in breadcrumbs, or you can either make a bhajia batter and dip it in then. And then Auntie Khadija also got a lovely recipe, it's a fruit basket and skewers. And now Auntie Khadija is going to be telling us how to actually make a lovely fruit basket out of watermelon and other delicious fruits. So lots to look forward to in today's program. And the question we're asking you today is, who was your first food cooking inspiration? We'd love to hear from you. 011-854-1548. You can SMS or WhatsApp me on 082-565-8648, a tweet at Amara Radio Islam, or even follow me on Instagram with Amara underscore Mullah. So the question we're asking you today is, who was your first food cooking inspiration? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Allah, we're all well. Shukar.
Well, let's begin today's program with a lovely inspiration. It goes like this: hate no one no matter how much they've wronged you. Live humbly no matter how wealthy you become. Think positively no matter how hard life is. Give much, even if you've been given little. Keep in touch with the ones who have forgotten you, and forgive who has wronged you, and do not stop praying for the best of for those who you love. Let's go for a lovely nasm break. When we come back, home remedies for urinary tract infection. Stay tuned.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, ag main ho gaya juda tumse, main ho jaunga badna, sacha pyar hai ye zindagi ka, yaadon mein doob jata hu, ek din ki hai ye zindagi. मेरे प्यार की कहानी ये बस एक ख्वाहिश मेरे दिल की मुझे छोड़ के ना जाना तेरे प्यार की तारीफ करके मैं मेरे दिल को
Here are some home remedies which can actually help you with urinary tract infection. Now, UTI is extremely common among men and women these days, but especially among women. This can be very dangerous if not taken care of properly. So we thought we'd share with you some home remedies that you can try out if you do have a urinary tract infection. First of all is you can try yogurt. People suffering from frequent recurring UTIs can benefit a lot by using yogurt as a home remedy. The lactobacilli bacteria present in the yogurt are thought to reduce the occurrence of a infection. Then pineapple, this tropical fruit does much more than just looking good in your fruit salads. Rich with the enzyme bromelain, pineapples are an effective natural treatment for UTI infections. Best of all, this fruit is sweet, versatile and easy. You can't go wrong with it. And I agree that sometimes people will think don't have the pineapple, but it does really have lots of benefits if you have a bladder or a UTI infection.
Because I know normally they say it's got lots of acid.
Acid, yes.
But there is a lot of benefit to it.
Another remedy is cranberry juice. And what you can have is you have pure cranberry juice. It can be a bit bitter on your taste buds. Try adding a couple of other fruits that you love for a mixed fruit. Now, the cranberry, I think you must have it fresh.
Yes.
And it can't stay very long in the fridge as
well.
And
you get the cranberry juice also made by, I think, Sarah's and all of them, they have the box juice.
Yes.
Which is very good. It really flushes out all the, mm-hmm. in the kidneys.
Then another remedy is vinegar. They say apple cider vinegar. It works by alkalizing the environment of the bladder and the UTI tract, making the pH intolerable for the infection-causing bacteria to breed in. Just add a couple of teaspoons of vinegar to a glass of warm water and gulp it down.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Another one is your bicarbonate of soda as a home remedy. May not be the most edible treatment, but it does have extraordinary benefits in relieving burning and reducing the frequency of urination for a person suffering from the UTI. Mix a teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda to a cup of cold water, a simple home remedy that works like magic.
Very good, doctor.
And I think the most important is to have lots and lots of
water
to flush it out.
Yes, mm-hmm. water, very important.
Mm-hmm. Also, be very careful, you know, try and, like we said, drink lots and lots of water. And if you feel that your pain is severe and your urine still burns a lot, then rather go and see your doctor.
Consult the doctor, Jean.
And even if they're definitely going to give you antibiotics, so with the antibiotics, have yogurt and have a probiotic as well. Yeah. That's quite important. Now let's go on to, you know, we actually use hair dryers to dry our hair, but there are a lot of alternative remedies uses for the hair dryer as well. So if you need to quickly set the icing on the cake, the air and the heat of the hair dryer can quicken up the process as well. Also, if your cake won't unstick from the cake pan, use your hair dryer on the bottom of the pan, then invert, it should drop right out. So another good tip for hair dryers. Also, we share with you some more. To remove contact paper from shelves by heating it with a hair dryer and gently working the edges up also works for bumper stickers and other roughy, sticky things as well. And you can also use your hair dryer if you've got like a plaster that won't come out.
Gee.
You can use that as well. Then you can also spot iron wrinkles by lightening, dampening the area and then heating the wrinkles with your hair dryer. Then also, if you have trouble keeping a hot compress hot, keep your hair dryer by you and reheat as necessary. So that was the some alternative uses for hair dryer. It's just not used for drying your hair.
Uh-huh.
Let's go for our short break now. When we come back, we're going to go on to the cooking segment of the program. We're going to share with you, taking you through ideas on how to plan a garden tea menu as well. And then we're going to go on to the recipe segment, and we're sharing with you today a selection of recipes ideal for a garden tea. We've got a bruschetta recipe, lemon iced tea, fruit sticks. We've got milk tart, mini cakes, spicy chicken strips as well. And Auntie Greta is going to tell us how to make a fruit basket made with watermelon and how to also make fruit skewers. And the question we're asking you today is, who was your first food cooking inspiration? We'd love to hear from you. We're not going to be able to take calls right now, but we can take your SMS and your WhatsApp messages. It's 082-565-8648. A tweet at Amara Radio Islam or on Instagram at Amara_Mullah. Stay tuned. Let's now go on to the cooking segment of the program, and let's take our feedback first, Auntie Greta. Some good feedback coming through on the question we ask, who was your first food cooking inspiration? This listener says, my first inspiration in cooking was my mother. She was a perfectionist. Unfortunately, she no more with us. Allah grant her genital fetus. Amen. Amen. And this sister says, Salam, can Auntie Greta please give a recipe for vermicelli? I want to serve it as a sweet dish. Well, if we have time, we will we'll ask Auntie Greta to give us a lovely vermicelli recipe as well. Then this sister says, I just tuned in, what is good for vitamin D? Well, vitamin D, you can have maybe like your milk, your fish, your egg, things like that.
Iron,
that's vitamin D. Then she also says, I also tried the mutton biryani. It was the best I ever made.
Okay.
She says, Zakala, for that feedback, Sandra. And also, Auntie Rashida from Woodbank says, remedy for constipation. Okay. I think she's got the petrol. But she said, anyway, hair dryer for defrosting freezer.
Yes.
Good idea.
I normally, when we have a braai, and when you want to light the fire,
yes,
the hair dryer works wonders.
Okay. Then this sister says, my mom always inspired me in the kitchen.
Okay.
Oh, definitely, yes. And then another listener says, for your blood infection, soda water with milk.
Yes, that's also very good.
And that really works. It doesn't taste really good,
but
it works well. Now, let's now go on to, you know, how do you go about and planning a menu for a garden tea? I think, first and foremost, I think planning is absolutely essential. If you're going to be having a garden tea, you know, make sure you look at the weather first.
Yes.
Okay.
Weather permitting.
Mm-hmm. Then also, do not invite more guests than you can
accommodate.
Oh,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Also, timing is a good. Do you know, see if it was available, but weekend you want to have it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think in the summer months, it's really very nice because there is so many things that you can really make and take to the garden tea.
Mm-hmm. Then also, make sure you have more than enough of everything.
Yes. Especially when it comes to drinks and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
In the summer months, you must make sure that you have enough.
Mm-hmm. And then also, make a list of things you need to buy beforehand and... you know, in that way also, when it comes to menu planning, then Antigraja, what ideas would you give us, you know, if you want to plan a menu now for a garden tea?
You see, it's again on your own discretion, but you have to work with a system. You must know exactly what you want to do, how you want to go about doing it, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then also, you know, if we need to basically plan a menu, I think you're gonna actually begin with your teas and your coffees.
Yeah.
You can actually have maybe like herbal teas. You can have your coffees, your lattes, your cappuccinos and things like that.
And today you get so many different types of tea on the market. I know one of the malls got a shop that only sells all the different types of teas.
Mm.
There is such a big variety,
mm-hmm,
that you know what, you can choose whatever you want to. And I promise you, you get lots and lots of. And again, you know, lots of people make this water drinks where they put a little bit of lemon in apple or strawberry and berries, and you drink that water and it's so soothing, really very nice water.
In fact, we're attending a workshop here at Radio Islam, and they actually had cucumber slices in water, lemon slices in water, and they've got all jugs here at the workshop.
And it's so refreshing.
Very refreshing.
Very refreshing.
And it keeps you hydrated.
No, it does.
Mm-hmm. So, like with your teas and your coffees, then, like you said about the drinks, you could have your juices, you could have your mocktails, and we're giving a lovely iced tea recipe as well. So it depends what you want to have.
Yes.
You know, if you want to have something, make it smart, make it nice.
Mm.
And when it comes to savouries, Auntie Karecha, I think a tea is not a tea without savouries.
A tea garden is not complete without savouries. And generally, you see, most people love savouries more than the sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have a variety, and there is so many on the market. There's so many little mini tea things that you can make for your tea garden.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to serve the normal savouries, like your pies, samosas, bajaj, your puri patera, puri kebabs, your savoury, your lagans, your kebabs.
It's so endless.
There's just so much.
Yes.
It's how you want to. Even like we said, you know, make enough. If you're going to be catering for 50 people, cater for 60 people.
60 people.
Rather have over than have less. And in that way, you could also ask maybe your guest to maybe either bring a savory or a drink or a chutney. And you must have chutneys as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're Indians, so we can't do without the chutneys.
And then you can have like in your cakes, you can have your, maybe a biscuit, you can have like mini cakes.
And nowadays,
pastries.
Everybody's putting all the biscuits in jars that look so attractive.
Lovely.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's lovely. And then you can have your dessert. You can either have just one dessert, and now since seeing it's summer, you can have
ice creams.
Ice cream.
Homemade ice creams to get the most nicest flavors of ice cream today.
Mm.
And the fruit, of course. The fruit is so nice, summer fruits that you get.
Mm-hmm. And also, very importantly, make sure you have something for the kiddies, like their snack, their Christmas sweets, whatever. You know, maybe you can make like a... what they call it? Cake pops.
Cake pops.
Something
yes.
to actually attract them, something yes. that they will like, they will eat.
Something like the sweet popcorn also. There is so many things you can make for kiddies also.
Mm-hmm. Then of course, besides the food part, you're going to check your cutlery, your crockery, mm-hmm. all those things. If you've got enough tables, chairs, make a nice thing out of it. And check the weather also.
Yes.
Get your matching tablecloth. See what color you want. Mm-hmm. Your serviettes. And make it buffet style if you want.
You know what? It really, you can make it really very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many things that you can do. There's so much of ideas, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go back to our messages here on WhatsApp. Let's see. This one says... okay, this one, let's go back. Oh, this one says, okay, with regards to the hair dryer, mm-hmm. I use my hair dryer for drying mainly on my nails. Speeds up the process.
Okay.
Good one. Then she says, sukmuk, chevro, murku,
yes.
also nice for garden teas.
Yes,
just
actually,
too much.
That's also good.
That's also nice. Then this one says, okay, assalamu alaikum, Sister Amara and Auntie Khadija, wa alaikum salam. For me, it's Auntie Zuleha Maid of Indian Delights. I got married straight out of school and then after a few years, started a home industry. My first samosa order. I didn't even know how to fold. Alhamdulillah, Indian Delight has detailed explanation 21 years ago and I've come a long way since.
Oh, definitely.
This is so, so, so nice. And she's actually responding to the question we're asking you today is, who was your first food cooking inspiration? So really, a really lovely inspirational message. And indeed, we cannot do without the Indian Delights. And I think that goes with everybody.
That was
so
the
cute.
First book that I think actually came out, a cooking book. And it's really, really, and the recipes in there are all flop-proof.
Indeed, yes. So Tosalia says, I'm having a garden lunch. My friends and I, with 13 ladies, we make... For old ladies, we're all together, 60, we have a game of musical chairs.
Uh-huh.
Same time, we have braai, curry kitchen, and all the extras, and tea, coffee, and lots of baking and savouries. And she said they're actually going to be having a garden lunch on the 12th of December, and you're going to actually send us pics.
Okay.
Well, then, we'll be on leave there by then.
So we might just take a drive to Zillas and go
ahead. You go and join her. We're going to join her for the garden lunch, Salia. Just joking. Well, let's now go on to the... Let's go for a quick break. When we come back, we're going to go on to the recipe segment. It's a selection of recipes ideal for garden tea. And we're sharing with you a bruschetta, lemon iced tea, fruit sticks. We've got mini cakes, milk tarts, spicy chicken strips. And so we've got a lot of recipes here today. So if you get your pen and papers ready or put your cell phones on standby to take down these lovely recipes. Stay tuned.
You are listening to Household Express on Radio Islam International.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome back. We're going to go now on to our recipe segment, but before we do that, let's quickly take one or two messages. This one says, Assalamu alaikum, dearest Sister Amara and Auntie Khadija. Jazakallah for the lovely program. My first cooking inspiration was and still is my mummy. She is a perfectionist and even though I am married, I still learn from her. Jazakallah for that, sister. And Sister Salia says, we always welcome.
Okay.
Okay, this one says, my inspiration were my mom and my foy and Kala. We all live together. May Allah Ta'ala grant them Jannah.
Amen.
Those are wonderful days.
Amen.
Amen. Indeed. We only learn from the elderly, you know.
Yes.
I've learned so much from my mommy. I've learned from my mother-in-law. I've learned from...
And we're still learning.
I've learned from you, Aunt Kreacha,
yes.
with all the recipes.
Jesus.
And I'm still learning. I'm still learning.
Yes, no.
And since I started the recipe program, I think I've learned so much.
So much.
From the listeners as well. Alhamdulillah.
Exactly. Alhamdulillah. Mm. No, you do learn.
Yes. So let's now go on to our recipe segment. We're starting with a bruschetta recipe.
Okay. For the bruschetta recipe, your bruschettas, you cut your bread about 1 centimeter in diameter and you toast it in oven until golden brown. Then for the filling, it's 1 green pepper diced, 1 red pepper diced, 1 yellow pepper diced, a small marrow diced, and 1 punnet of mushroom sliced, and 1 onion sliced. Then for the method, you stir fry your veggies and you season it with salt and pepper. You place your veggies on each slice of the bread You add avocado diced to garnish, and you add a dollop of sour cream, and you season with crushed black pepper. That's your bruschetta, a vegetable bruschetta.
Okay, so it's
something different, something nice.
Do you use your French loaf?
Yes.
Okay.
A French loaf.
So for the bruschetta, you cut your French loaf about 1 centimeter in diameter and toast in oven until golden brown. For the filling, you take 1 green pepper diced, 1 red pepper diced, 1 yellow pepper diced, a small marrow diced. You take 1 punnet mushrooms. You slice with 1 onion. And you stir fry your veggies and season with salt and pepper. Then you place veggies on each side of the bread and add avocados diced. And to garnish, add a dollop of sour cream and season with crushed black pepper.
You know how nice this is. I promise it is really nice. Okay, you can make your own filling. Choice is yours.
The one I make is with the poloni.
With the poloni.
You make a tomato chutney. And then you cut your poloni into cubes and you put that, and you can also put that on your bruschetta.
Uh-huh.
And then you grate cheese on top and yes. some mixed herbs.
There you are.
Pretty poloni.
Again,
very nice.
Entirely your choice.
You can use chicken,
you can use whatever you want to. This is just a plain and simple something without meat.
Mm-hmm. Let's now go on to an lemon iced tea
yes.
recipe.
This is really very refreshing. For the lemon iced tea, you need, in a pot, you throw 2 liters of boiling water. And to it, you add 10 lemongrass leaves. Do not boil this. Allow it to cool. Then you add 1 cup sugar, 1 cup lime cordial, juice of half a lemon, and lemon slices. Then you take 3 cups of boiling water, and you add 3 lemon-flavored 5 roses tea bags. Leave to brew. You add 3/4 cup of lime cordial to it. You add Sprite or lemonade. You mix everything together. You serve it chilled with lemon slices and mint. Oh, it is really nice.
Mm, lovely. Mm. So repeat the lemon iced tea recipe. In a pot, you throw 2 liters of boiling water onto 10 lemongrass leaves. Do not boil. Allow to cool. So basically, you take a pot, you take 2 liters of boiling water, and you throw it into the pot. It has 10 lemongrass leaves.
Yes, and you just brew it. It just has to brew it.
Okay. Then you add 1 cup sugar, 1 cup lime cordial, and a juice of 1/2 lemon and lemon slices. Then you add 3 cups boiling water, 3 lemon 5 roses tea bags. You leave to brew, add 3/4 cup lime cordial to it, and then you add Sprite or lemonade, and you mix everything together, serve chilled with lemon slices and mint. So this is actually quite very
tasty. It's a nice, it's a big recipe, but it's really very nice.
Mm-hmm.
You see, your first step is to make that lemongrass
yes.
thingy, and then you take again 3 liters of boiling water with your tea bags,
mm.
and you let that brew first, and then you add it to your lemongrass water.
Okay, lovely. And before we go on to the next recipe, I have to read this message out.
Okay.
This one says, Assalamu alaikum, thoroughly enjoy your program. My first inspiration was my mom's cooking, my elder sister's baking, and melt in your mouth rotis. I also began early in the kitchen trying new ways with fruit and table setting from a talented school teacher who set it for a 600 people dinner and tate pineapple boats.
Mm.
It was my work to do the fruit and tables for each trying new ideas each time. Today I am a mum and hoping to pass on much creativity in the kitchen to my daughter, inshallah. So this is a very talented, gifted
of
lady.
Of course, yes.
She's learned from small. Jazakallah for sending the message to us. You really inspired us here on this program as well. Jazakallah so much. Then another one says, my inspiration was my late father, who loved cooking. We ate spit braai 40 years ago, which was unheard of at that time. He cooked divine breakfast, onions, eggs, and pepper salt chops from Sister Suraya. A very, very inspiring message.
Alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's continue with the program. Let's now go on to the fruit sticks.
Okay.
And then towards the end, we're going to explain how to do it.
Okay. For the fruit sticks, it's very simple. You will need your fruit, which is basically your watermelon, your rough melon, your sponge speck, your pineapples, your grapes, and strawberries. You cut your melons and pineapples in bite-sized pieces. You put fruit through sticks. You garnish it on a platter and you serve it ice cold.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple and very nice.
Okay, so the fruit sticks, you will need fruit, watermelon. That you will need your melon, your spun speck, your pineapples, your grapes, your strawberries. You cut melons and pineapples in bite-sized pieces. Put fruit through sticks, garnish on platter, serve ice cold and enjoy. You can even scoop it with a melon ball.
Gee,
it's also lovely. The next recipe is a milk tart recipe.
Okay, for the milk tart recipe, for the base, you need 4 tablespoons of sugar, 4 tablespoons butter, 2 cups of flour, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 2 eggs. You beat your butter and sugar till creamy. You add 1 egg at a time and beat. You add your flour, your baking powder to form a dough. You roll, cut and bake. Once it's baked, make the custard and add to the base. Now for the custard, it's a whole tin of condensed milk, 1 tablespoon butter, 3 tins of water, the condensed milk tin measurements. You boil the above and you add 1/2 cup of maizena. Make the paste with water. You add 1 teaspoon vanilla essence. You add to the milk mixture and beat well. You pour over your baked tarts. Optional, spread nestle cream onto the custard once it's cool, and you can dust over cinnamon as well and serve and enjoy.
Mm-hmm. This sounds a very tasty milk tart recipe. Let's repeat it again. For the base, you will require 4 tablespoons sugar, 4 tablespoons butter, 2 cups flour, 3 teaspoons baking powder, and 2 eggs. So you beat your butter and sugar till creamy, add 1 egg at a time and beat. Then you add flour and baking powder to form a dough, roll out and bake it. Once baked, make custard and add to base. So for the custard, you will require 1 tin condensed milk, 1 tablespoon butter, 3 tins water, the condensed milk tin measurements. You boil the above and add 1/2 cup maizena. You make a paste with water first. Then you add 1 teaspoon of vanilla essence. You add to the milk mixture and beat well. Then you pour over baked tart. Now optional, you can spread Nestle cream on the custard once it's cool, and you can dust over cinnamon as well. Serve and enjoy. You can also make your mini milk tarts.
You can make them mini milk tarts, mm-hmm. Yes.
There's no mess or anything.
No. You know, it's so nice in the foil cups.
Mm-hmm.
It really comes out very nice.
Very nice, okay. Now the next recipe, you can have mini cakes.
Okay, for the mini cakes, it's 1/2 a pound butter, 1 1/2 cups of caster sugar, 4 eggs, 3 cups of flour, 1 1/4 cups of milk, 4 teaspoons baking powder, vanilla or caramel essence. Now for your method, you beat your butter, your sugar until light and fluffy. You add eggs 1 at a time, beating well after each addition. You add your flour and milk. You beat till smooth. Lastly, you add your baking powder and essence. Bake in desired mini pans at 180 till done. You can decorate it with whipped cream, caramel or icing, chocolate, transfer sheets as desired. Decorate to tantalize the taste buds.
And you know, if you have mini cake, there's no mess.
No, there is no mess.
No, there's no cutting
it's
a
so
cake
easy to
yes.
eat it, Jean. Mm.
So for the mini cakes recipe, it's 1/2 pound butter, 1 1/2 cups caster sugar, 4 eggs, 3 cups flour, 1 1/4 cup milk, 4 teaspoons baking powder, and vanilla or caramel essence. You beat butter and sugar until light and fluffy. Add eggs 1 at a time, beating well after each addition. Add flour and milk. Beat till smooth, and lastly add baking powder and essence. Bake in desired mini pans at 180 degrees till done. Then you can either decorate it using whipped cream, caramel or icing, chocolate, transfer sheets as desired. Decorate to tenderize the taste buds. Now we go on to the next recipe, which is spicy chicken strips. And that's the final recipe, and I'm going to tell you how to make the fruit basket.
Okay, so for the spicy chicken strips, you need 4 pieces of chicken fillet cut into strips, a teaspoon of garlic, you marinate it with a teaspoon of garlic, 1 teaspoon ground green chilies, a quarter teaspoon of lemon pepper, and 2 tablespoons lemon juice, a teaspoon of salt. You cook with ghee for about 12 minutes. Once cool, you dip in egg and breadcrumbs, spice with red chili powder and mixed herbs. Or another option is you make a bhajia batter with 1/2 cup of chana flour, 1/4 cup of cake flour, green chilies and salt to taste, 1/2 teaspoon crushed dhana, 1/2 teaspoon jeeru, and 1/2 teaspoon red chili powder and chopped fine green dhana. You make a batter with water, you dip the chicken strips and you fry. Something different.
Pretty different.
Yes.
So we repeat the spicy chicken strips recipe. It's 4 pieces of chicken fillets cut into strips. You marinate it with 1 teaspoon of garlic, 1 teaspoon of ground green chilies, 1/4 teaspoon lemon pepper, and 2 tablespoons lemon juice, and salt as you need. Then you cook with ghee for about 12 minutes. Once cool, dip in egg and breadcrumbs, spice with red chili powder and mixed herbs. Now your breadcrumbs, you can actually spice it, like I said, with your red chili powder and your mixed herbs. Or you can make a bhajia batter with 1/2 cup chana flour, 1/4 cup cake flour, green chilies and salt to taste, 1/2 teaspoon crushed dhania, and 1/2 teaspoon jeera, and 1/2 teaspoon chili powder, and some chopped green dhania. You make batter with water, and you dip chicken strips and fry. The only ingredient, I must apologize for that, is your 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder.
Uh-huh.
You can put 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder in this batter as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, that was our recipes for today. We shared with you a bruschetta recipe, iced tea, milk tart, a fruit skewers, mini cakes, and spicy chicken strips. And I think somebody sent me a lovely message from the listeners.
Okay.
Watermelon cream. They actually made a watermelon cream.
I see you sent it to me, and
I'm going to put
so
it onto my WhatsApp profile. I will do it in a few minutes. A watermelon cream.
I just seen it now and it's so beautiful. It's really something pretty.
It's really stunning.
Gee.
And I'm actually going to put it onto my WhatsApp profile. And I want the listeners to actually have a look at this watermelon cream. Also, Sister Sally has sent me lots and lots of pics as well. So we will be going through those pics as well if we have time. Now, Adikunja, if you want to make a fruit basket out of watermelon.
Okay.
How would you go about doing it?
Firstly, you must choose a nice size watermelon. It has to be the normal round one don't work. It's
mm-hmm.
The oval one works much nicer to make a nice basket. And you just have to work around it, cut it into a nice shape of a basket with the handle and everything. We make it quite often, and then you scoop all the fruit out of this, all the watermelon. You have to scoop it out and leave it totally empty. And then, now you stuff your fruit in there. You can either make them into balls, or you can cube them. The reason why I don't like to make a lot of balls is it wastes a lot of fruit.
Yes, it does.
When you're scooping water, when you're melon balling all your balls, there's a lot of wastage that goes. But if you cube your fruit, nothing goes to a waste.
Mm-hmm.
You can put everything back into the watermelon, and then you garnish your whole watermelon with flowers and leaves and things like that. But it really looks, and then again, remember, you have to serve it ice cold. Then only it is.
Now if you picture it, you've got your whole watermelon in front of you.
Yes.
So you're going to cut
you
in the middle.
You have to cut it, not right through.
No, not right through, towards the center.
Center, now you must make the basket, the handle.
So the top, you have to make a handle.
Yes.
You're going to cut it into like a way that you need to shape a handle.
Exactly.
And it's very easy.
Now it is very well. And then you can even scallop it or zigzag the whole watermelon. That's what we normally do.
How would you zigzag it?
With a knife.
With a knife.
Yes.
Okay. You
zigzag the whole watermelon.
Okay.
And then you just scoop everything out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just
fill your other fruit in. Now the choice is yours. Like I say, whatever fruit you want to put. I remember the last 2 weeks back when I made it for a customer, we put all the different types of berries. You get blackberries, raspberries, strawberries, mulberries. I put both the melons, the watermelon and pineapple in. It looked so attractive. It was so, so stunning. It looked really pretty.
Does it take long
and
to make?
And the thing is, no, it doesn't take very long to make. And the thing is, if your fruit is nice and sweet, you go a long, long way with it.
And it's ideal for
and
a table.
Everybody likes fruit.
Just put in the center of the table.
Yes. It's an attraction. It's like an arrangement on the table, but it gets eaten. There's no wastage at all.
And you can even put toothpicks.
You can even put toothpicks, or you can serve it in a bowl. You can make a syrup also with it. It's entirely up to you. Your choice.
What syrup would you make out of?
You make a cinnamon and sugar syrup. Okay. Or you can make a lemon syrup. You know what? Whatever you want to, you can make.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to make a thin syrup. You can't make a thick syrup if your fruit is not sweet enough. But I think if we're getting such beautiful fruit now, so you don't need to make the syrup.
Okay.
You just eat the fruit as is.
The pineapple, would you actually cut it
yes,
into?
Yes, you have to cube it nicely, cube-sized, you know, bite-sized pieces. Mm-hmm. Everything has to be bite-sized. You can't make it very fine also. It doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It has to be a nice-sized fruit.
Okay. And, Antigraja, also, how would you make now the skewers?
Okay. The skewers, again, it's very simple. Mm. You can make them the very long ones, or you can make them half the big sticks. I normally make it half size because I think one half a stick is more than enough for a person. If you want, you can take another. But again, you have to use, choice is your fruit, whatever fruit you want to. You use, I normally use black grapes, I use red strawberries, the strawberries, the melons, and the pineapple. Mango is in season, you can even use the mango. Okay, you can't use apple and banana and pear and all that for fruit sticks because it will tend to go brown.
Mm-hmm.
But all these other fruits, it works really nice.
Okay. And, okay, now we need to actually wrap up today's program. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we couldn't take anybody else's messages, but Jazakallah for those who actually message. You really inspired us with your messages. Inshallah, next week, I'm going to have another case. I'm just busy with the wedding. And then the week afterwards, we're going to be doing an open line again. So that's where we leave it for today. If you don't have access to internet, you can call reception. I'm sure Uncle Hussein will be taking your calls and probably giving you the recipes, or perhaps just leave a message and Faiza will take your messages later on. If she's busy in the workshop at the moment, you can call 011-854-7022 or go onto our website, it's radioislam.co.za. All the recipes are up on our website as well. So from me, Amara, and Antigraja Ibrahim,
Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.